At this point, our focus is trying to create some access to the slide site. We need to be able to get some trucks to back up to the slide area safely. So we're building a ramp alongside of the slide area, and we'll rock that in, make it stable so that we can start dumping and moving our way out into the site with some rock fill.
How soon do you think you'll be able to remove stuff from the slough, or how much stuff are you going to have to remove from the slough, or is it hard to say yet?
That's really hard to say at this point. The first step is just getting down there and assessing what we would need to do to accomplish that. We're going to be contacting Fish and Game and the Corps of Engineers tomorrow, Monday, to see what they might require of the city to resolve that. But that's still yet to be determined.
Obviously, you have workers that work out of that building, including yourself. And I know you were a little bit concerned, although it seems stable. Are people going to be working in that building, or are they working somewhere else for the time being?
We are going to work out of that building for now. I'm comfortable that the slope isn't moving over by the building. But we're keeping a really close eye on it. If we see any cause for concern around our foundation or around the power pole, we probably will clear out of the building and not use it until the project is done.
So basically, as far as the slough itself and damage down there, that's sort of part of what Fish and Game and the Corps of Engineers are going to be working on with you in terms of a plan for cleaning up, making sure there's no permanent damage to the slough?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll get with them and see. Since it's somewhat of a natural occurrence here with the rain, not really sure what requirements they might have of the city. If we'll have to remove all the debris, there's a possibility that that we would remove the large trees and stumps, but the majority of the fill might remain. That's completely up in the air right now, and also totally dependent upon what Fish and Game has to say about it.
Right, because there's salmon, and there's anadromous fish that live in that stream.
Yeah, there are fish in the stream, and so we don't want to cause them any more damage than the landslide has already caused. By trying to dig that material out of the stream, it could cause more damage than it's worth.
And most of the material is pretty much an area that had been filled, 15, 20 years ago? Or?
I think it's been filled a very long time ago, probably in the 70s. It's been filled, but it's been quite a while. The fill material that we're finding right now in the excavation is pretty poor material for a fill. So the fact that we're going to go back in with some clean shot rock is definitely going to help us in the future prevent this kind of occurrence.
Obviously, people saw there's a sorbent boom down there in case of any sort of spillage, but you don't believe any chemicals or fuel or anything has spilled from the site? Or
No, we don't. There's no fuel spill at this point. We're being proactive because we've got equipment operating next to the slough. I wanted to be sure that if we did have any leaking equipment, that in a sheen formed because of that it was captured by the boom. But currently, we don't have a problem with. There's no fuel spill to worry about.